USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to rage in the West, and they've now killed over 33 people, with dozens of others missing and tens of thousands more in California, Oregon, and Washington forced to flee their homes. The death toll is likely to climb, with one Oregon official still warning of a mass fatality event. In California alone, where fires charred over 3.2 million acres and destroyed about 4,000 structures, the number of dead is up to 22. And in the state of Washington, a one-year-old boy died in blazes that the governor called climate fires. Even though a number of groups are pointing at climate change for the West Coast fires, six people have been arrested in Oregon and California, and two in the state of Washington on arson charges in starting these fires. President Donald Trump will visit California tomorrow to meet with officials about the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit, plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
Historic negotiations between the Taliban and Afghanistan's political leadership opened in Qatar, offering a great chance of peace after decades of war. The U.S. had hoped negotiations would start within 2 weeks of when it initially signed the peace deal with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony. He met with Taliban co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Bardar, who heads the organization's office in Qatar's capital, and the members of the Taliban negotiating team, according to State Department spokesperson Kale Brown. Oxford University says their trials of a coronavirus vaccine it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will begin again days after pausing due to reported side effects in a patient in Britain. The university says in large trials it's expected that some participants will become unwell, and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It says globally, over 18,000 individuals have received study vaccines as part of the trial. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A number of gym owners in San Francisco are outraged after learning that gyms in government buildings in Nancy Pelosi's district have been open for weeks for police officers and city employees despite the coronavirus pandemic. The city of San Francisco is not expected to allow private gyms to reopen for workouts until the end of September. A local owner said it's just demonstrating that there seems to be a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and the regular residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. One city public safety building recorded 468 gym visits in just one day, according to records the San Francisco Police Department shared online. A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible. But the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.